fundraiser what is for the Gary? National Arts Club.
We just Googled her, and you know when you go to Google, you can do images, and like the first two or three pictures we found of you, you're sitting, and behind you on a wall, right above your head, there's a picture of a swastika.
Yes.
What's that
Thank
about?
Thank you. Mantra and yantra equals tantra. Okay, mantras are sounds, and yantras are shapes. And very classical shapes would be like the cross. In India, you have equal time given to what we call the Star of David, but is called the Sri Yantra, means prosperity. And the swastika is a sign of the fiery cross and the sign of auspiciousness. Hmm. And it's pointed in different directions.
Boy, I thought I was going to get a clearer answer. Yeah, I don't know why.
No answer.
Well, you know, the Nazis did co-opt that symbol. It wasn't their symbol.
Right.
Oh, so you like the swastika?
And in some ways, the Zionists co-opted the Star of David. Because if you go to the Central Synagogue here in New York,
are you
on
Jewish?
Lexington,
I can't get the agenda here. Are you against the Jews? Are you for the Jews?
I know. People are very puzzled by that.
We don't know
reason,
one thing you're saying.
The only reason I might...
Do you know anything after this interview, Robin?
No.
But let me just but let me finish up on yantras. The Star of David, if you go to the Central Synagogue in Lexington, you will not see.
Do you like Jews? Answer yes or no. Do you like them?
Obviously I do. All
do you
my
like them?
I'm all the people I work with here in New York are Jewish.
Rob, go ahead, you're on the stand on.
Yeah, I was just amazed because I Googled her, and I see her sitting there. She looks like a third-grade teacher. She's got this big swastika above her head.
Why would you do that when you know people are so offended by the swastika?
Because I have the other side of the room with the Star of David. There are a lot of people that are offended by that.
All symbols that you could use, you choose a swastika?
Yeah, I mean, why would you even want to be associated with that?
Because each one has different energies.
Why would you want to even be associated
because
with the swastika?
It
represents one of the worst Holocausts. This country had to go to war.
Because
people who served in that war were killed.
I'm not giving that puppet Adolf Hitler that power.
You take
I want that power.
You're keeping it alive. You're posting it every time now someone looks at you.
Bob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Can you come to the fundraiser or the National Arts
Absolutely
Club on
not.
Friday?
Absolutely not.
That's where you learn about it.
I have no interest. I don't even know what we're talking about.
What is it?
Friday at the National Arts Club, and we're going to be explaining the new art that comes over the internet and how people work the world over and how people in other parts of the world know more about what happened during 9/11 than we do.
All right, well, there you go. Here's what I think happened during 9/11. I think two planes were hijacked and went into a building, and the building toppled. What do you think of that? That's what I think.
You're too simplistic.
I'm an idiot, huh? That's what I think. I agree with the guy who called in and said, I saw the planes go through the building. I happen to believe that there are people who saw that.
But did a plane going into a building turn the building into dust?
Yes.
And you know what?
There were no people waving. There might have been people jumping and screaming.
You know what?
Screaming.
There might have been people waving who saw helicopters going by, and they were hoping to be rescued after they...
Yeah, but in the gash, I think all of those people got incinerated.
Yeah, and there were people who were diving out of the building from that cartoon.
Yeah.
Howard, I don't think anybody said they saw the airplane with their eyes go in
one side
and out the other. No, he said it. He saw it go in.
Well,
the only place you saw it go in one side and come out the other was for a second on television. That's when it went in one side and came out the other, the nose intact. On the other side. That was a computer-generated image.
All right. Well,
you know what? Neither plane came out the other side.
That was the illusion of total penetration, and real sex can wake us up.
I think she needs to get laid.
Yeah, I think, you know what, seriously? You're being a little crazy.
Too much tantra.
I don't mean to disparage you.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have gotten this far by such comments.
I don't think you've gotten far at all.
Mantra plus mantra
what
equals straitjacket.
I'm sitting here, right?
That's true. I just don't even know. This guy says
you think so little of yourself.
Here's one last phone call. This guy says he can explain Paula's theory because Paula is not explaining it well.
Let's hear this.
Go ahead, Adam. You're not. Yes.
There's a website called 9/11 Theories or 9/11.
What is the theory? Explain it to me quickly, Adam. I'm losing patience now.
Okay. The theory is that it was a media hoax. Everybody was watching pre-taped explosion and demolition of the towers being collapsed. The planes are fake. The theories are that New York was around the towers. It was all cleared out at 7:45 in the morning for a gas leak.
So nobody died in the building. I have a friend named Jay Magazine who is now dead. How did he die?
Yeah, where did all those people go?
I had a neighbor who lived in my building. He's dead.
I agree that the towers were hit by planes. Just people just think the government's all about conspiracies.
I don't think that.
You don't think that? All right. You better explain it tonight.
You don't think the government had anything to do with this?
So who did it?
Hanna-Barbera.
Outside military contractor with good PR that can buy off the media.
All right. Okay. Fair enough.
And I can't believe I'm here, and I'm so grateful, and I thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
I wish you would come to the fundraiser at the National Arts Club on Friday.
I would never go.
Because everybody's going to be out of town. It's
going
to be
I'm not going. Other people can go.
Very classy place. Right on the park.
Listen to Paula Gloria's special tonight at 7 o'clock on Howard 101. We have allowed her to have an hour where people can call. Where is this chick? What's your name?
Holy shit.
Whoa, oh, man. That's a girl. Now, you're a real woman.
What are we doing?
We're not playing any games with you, are we?
How are you?
How are you, baby?
Good.
Do you believe planes hit the World Trade Center?
Yes, I do, and I think the government planned that and did that.
You do?
Yeah, and I believe that they put, like, detonation, mm-hmm. like, all in the building.
Right.
And that's why it came crashing down.
Why do you think? Feels the same way.
So wait a minute. Has no problem with that.
You know what? The other girl didn't convince me, but she did.
Yeah, you know, you explain yourself better than that last guest.
Yeah.
They put detonations?
Oh, yeah.
All over
because
the
if you look at the history of other buildings coming down, they didn't go down to, like, ashes. You know?
Have you looked at the history of other buildings coming down?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you have?
No need to think about that stuff.
So what happened? The planes didn't do anything. That was just an added thing to make sure they went down? Or
I mean, they definitely, like, crashed the building.
Right.
Well, why did the planes fly into the building in the first place?
Well, they needed some kind of, like, excuse, some kind of, like, extra, you know.
Right. Do you believe yantra and mantra equal tantra?
A little bit,
okay.
So the planes...
Back to the friend, never mind the planes.
Planes were a cover-up for the detonations.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, let me understand something. The friend comes out of what, like a hot tub or something?